Hello?
Hey, Tia. So I
Yes.
have a list. He's not bedridden, so that's good. he just needs help getting out of the bed. He is at a high fall risk though, so everything he does, he moves really slow, and he just needs help like getting to the his walker. And then you would just have to like cook him breakfast and lunch, and then he does need help bathing. Yeah.
I have never been the man. I mean, someone is alive.
Yeah.
Okay. You said the 14th. Okay. The 14th?
Yeah, so that would be
Oh,
Monday until next Saturday, which is the 19th.
the 19th. Oh, because she's going on vacation.
Yeah.
Monday to the 19th. Okay, 14th to the 19th. Now, Tuesday, I have appointments. I
Okay.
mean, I can do it, but I have appointments, in the morning at 10.
Okay, so would you need, so you wouldn't be able to work on Tuesday?
No.
Okay.
I mean, just to see. Or if I can come in afterwards, that day, just that day.
Okay, so he does have another caregiver that comes in after your shift, so I'll see if she's just able to work that whole day. And then you could just come back on Wednesday.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's fine.
All right, so but you're definitely willing to do the 14th to the 19th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to send you their information. The family will give you a call in terms, well, what time would you be able to go tomorrow just to do the meet and greet? Or if you're able to go today, that's fine too.
I'm gonna go tomorrow.
Okay. What
Prefer
time?
it. This is like, in the morning, probably like, because I gotta figure out the address, so let's do probably like, it's nine between, let's use like 10
Okay,
in the
so
morning.
I'll call the caregiver for the that you're covering, and then I'll just let her know that you're coming at 10, and then I'll also give her your phone number so that you guys can keep in touch, and I'll send you the same information.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
gonna ask you, they got a dog? They have animals?
No.
Okay, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.